Captain Brian Hatcher, you're the operations officer for the National Guard Recruiting and Retention Battalion. Where are you stationed?
I work out of Jefferson City, Missouri, and a Columbia, Missouri resident.
The Missouri basketball team is going to be coming down for some team-building training, and I know Coach Haith does this every year with his team. He tries to find something new to work on them with. You folks have done some things with the Tiger football team, and other training is a possible thing for other student-athletes. How did the National Guard get into this, Captain?
We kind of, what, 3 years ago, I seen where Coach Haith had taken his team and did some training with the Navy SEAL program. So, and I believe it was definitely out of the state of Missouri. So what I did was is I approached my boss and some of our staff members, and we kind of already do leadership training at the high school and college level right now. And we approached them to see what kind of program we could develop ourselves, something that we could use and put out. And we absolutely did that and approached the University of Missouri football team as someone we could work with and do a larger group. And so they absolutely wanted to do it. And we put the program together for them and brought them down July the 20th and put them through some team building activities and some actual live military training that we go through on a yearly basis.
How does I assume there will be some differences between what you do with the football players and what you're going to do with the basketball team?
Absolutely. Football is a little bit different. You know, you have anywhere from 50 to 100 student athletes, different folks. For basketball, it's a little bit different. You know, you have a max of 15, 16 players. As far as team building goes, and developing that bond, it's a little bit different, and probably a more close knit group versus football, where you have so many different athletes. And so we're going to do kind of the same concept, the same team building exercises, but focus more on developing or doing what we can to develop some leaders within that group. Some of the older guys, some of the guys that may not necessarily have been leaders last year, but are looking, the coaching staff is looking for them to step up and get some leadership training.
How does leadership training for these sports teams differ from the kind of leadership training you would do for non-sports people, for either soldiers or for that matter, civilian groups?
I don't think that it differs any. For us, it was, if someone was asking, I guess, the question, why are we targeting student athletes versus regular people? We aren't. We do it with our soldiers now who just joined the Guard. They're called recruit. It's called our recruit sustainment program. They get training that's going to prepare them for basic training in their military school. They get it 1 week in the month right now. So that's kind of where we're going. Is we started it out with the student athletes mainly because they're a group of athletes that have to work together to achieve a goal. And for us, that's exactly kind of how we are. We're a team, and we train together to succeed in the mission that we're given on the military side. So that's kind of why we targeted that group. But as far as civilians go and things like that, we are doing that now with our future soldiers and current soldiers.
Give me the qualities of a good leader, the kind of person that you folks hope to shape from these exercises.
Well, I think that's maybe even an open-ended question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can answer that. Everybody's leadership, everybody has a different leadership style. I have a different leadership style than say, Coach Haith has. I believe that you can grow as a leader. You can learn different things. My philosophy is you get in there and you do the same thing that your teammates and your military members do. You know, if we're working on a state emergency duty to stop flooding, I'm right with those soldiers, working with them to fill sandbags and to stack those sandbags. We're in a role of being leaders and giving orders, but those when those soldiers or those athletes or those everyday people see you working just as hard to achieve that goal, they're going to work even harder for you in the end.
So setting the example is one of the prime criteria here.
It is, yeah. And like I said, for me to answer that question, I'm not sure I want to venture. You know, my leadership style is different than a lot of people. I am a team member's leader. I'm all about it's all about my team first and myself second. Achieving the goals that are set forward by everybody has a boss or a leader ahead of them, and so they give you an order, and so you pass it down and you lead your folks the best way you know how. The military's pretty good about, they put us in a lot of different scenarios. They do a lot of training, what we call after action reviews, where we put our training to work and we can go back in and we can look at what we did right and what we did wrong, what we can build off of to get better. It's hard for me to answer your question on that. But I myself, I'm a soldier's leader. I'm there to help my soldiers out and take care of my soldiers.
Is there room for more than one leader in a group?
Absolutely. You know, the military is full of leaders. Everybody has in some way. There's so many different aspects. You know, I can break it down to the military. I can break it down to student athletics. You have a quarterback that's on the field, but you're a team in the end. When you're playing football, you have an offensive line that has assignments where they have to block. They're leading the way that way. And then the quarterback's, he's got to start the play. And so he's calling the shots to start the play. Then you hand the ball off to the running back. Now he becomes the lead guy. But everybody, the entire team, everybody has some type of leadership that goes in together for the ultimate end goal of achieving success.
So there are leaders, and then we get into the issue of rank as far as who is the chief leader, I guess.
Well, yeah. When in a leadership position, you lead. And when you're not in a leadership position, then you follow that leader and you have trust. And you build, and that's kind of what, you know, we go off the seven Army values, and the core components of that seven Army values spell out leadership, LDRSHIP. And so that's kind of what that the Army follows, that model, and for us, it's, you know, I may have someone that outranks me that's my leader, but I myself am a leader in other capacities and can add value, can add knowledge, can add experience to my leader to help make him better. But in the end, I know that he's in charge or he's a leader. And for the athletes, you know, Coach Haith is the leader for them. He's the one leading the way for them. But when it comes time to play on the court, they have their floor general, someone that's selected to lead that team on the court.
Can you, just off the top of your head, run through the seven elements of LDRSHIP?
Yeah, so LDRSHIP, so the L stands for loyalty. The D stands for duty. The R stands for respect. The S stands for selfless service. The H stands for honor. The I stands for integrity. And the P stands for personal courage.
You're going to be running these folks through some various military things down there that are part of this program, experience with weapons, a reaction to fire, and a military operations urban terrain situation or an urban training site. Why give them the military types of things that you're going to be giving them while they're down there?
Well, it's what we know. It's what we're trained and taught to do. To achieve our mission success, so and it's different for these are still kids. So it's different for these athletes, these kids, to see different scenarios on how to become a team, how to lead in different situations. You know, if you're a leader, you're going to stand out no matter what you're doing. If it's building a puzzle with a group of guys, there's that one person that may be a better leader than another, and they're going to stand out. He or she may stand out and take the lead and say, that's not where that piece goes. This is where that piece goes. Or if it's military training, you know, none of these student athletes are in the military, and they get a different, you know, we're going to challenge them mentally and physically in situations down there that we know how to train in, and we'll hopefully bring them together and help develop a good bond for them.
These guys are going to be a lot bigger than you are, though, I'll bet.
They are. You're absolutely correct, and so are the football players. But, you know, we're trying to – like I said, I've seen where Coach Hayes had taken them to the Navy SEALs to do training, and that's great. But I thought, you know, why are we allowing our in-state athletics to go out of the state or go somewhere else and have some other branch train them? You know, the National Guard's pretty good. We have doctors and lawyers that are part-time, students, college students, high school students that are part-time soldiers. You know, 1 week in the month, 2 weeks a year. And they're experienced kids. They're very experienced kids, smart kids. And so we want to be able to. Why can't they stay here? Why can't they come train in that college basketball player that's at the University of Missouri or Southeast Missouri State University, and he goes into class. The person sitting to his right, to his left, to the front, or to the back of him, maybe a Missouri National Guard soldier. That's went through all this training and has quite a bit of leadership that, you know, could be the one down there training these athletes, showing them how to be a better leader. So we're trying to develop a good program, something that we can start at the University of Missouri and branch our way out across, you know, the entire state of Missouri down to the high school level.
Is there a charge for these sessions?
There is not a charge. They come onto our government. They come onto our training facility, and you know everything is there on the site.
How many can you handle at a time?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it's a new program. We had just about, I believe it was 56 from the University of Missouri football team, coaches and players, and basketball has their entire staff come at 26. So. We were able to handle the 56 football, no problem, and I expect the same. I expect us only to be able to grow and to get better as we do more of these.
Well, the reason I asked is I can anticipate that there are going to be a number of high school coaches, teachers, or parents who hear these news stories or hear this interview on our webpage, who all of a sudden are going to say, well, hey, we ought to take our school down there. So all of a sudden you might get several, you know, a dozen or so schools that want to come down at the same time.
Well, and that's the idea. You know, our goal is like any other service. You know, we've got attrition where people retire or they get out and they go on to other things. And so we've got to continue to put people in boots and put people in the military and you know, it's marketing, it's recruiting. Would a story be published if a small high school in North Missouri, i.e. Milan, Missouri, we were doing some training with their high school team? Probably not. But as we do with larger groups, you know, the largest college in the state of Missouri, we're training the football team, and the press is picking it up and putting it out and publicizing it, and the football team and the coaching staff and the university is saying, you know, what a great program, what a great training for our kids, for our team. Then we want, you know, our target audience are those high school kids, those high school groups, you know, teachers. You know, that's something I hadn't even thought about. You know, could we take a high school teaching staff and help mold them better as a team, you know?
Well, I bet it's just a team from Milan came down. That'd probably be pretty big news in the weekly newspaper up there.
So, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Is there a discipline to leadership that you folks try to teach?
I don't know that there's a discipline. And like I said, there is not a clear cut guidance on, okay, this makes a perfect leader. Leadership, there's the seven army values is, like I said, it spells out leadership. And if you live by the seven army values, then that in itself is just a stepping stone or a mechanism to help make yourself a better leader. I think we all can grow as a leader every day. We learn from those that have experience, those that have seen or done, and we learn from experiences that we've had, you know, as we get older. So I don't know that there's a clear-cut path to being a perfect leader or if there's a definition on the perfect leader.
Tell me a little bit about Camp Crowder. Is it fully operational year-round? Do you have people going through training all the time down there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Year-round, Camp Crowder, you know, and this may be something that Camp Crowder, we have full-time Missouri National Guard soldiers that run Camp Crowder and are able to handle Missouri National Guard soldiers at any time year-round. It started to grow, and they've started to add a lot more in the last three to five years at Camp Crowder. So we can slowly pull away from having to use the active duty installations and can use our own installations, our own Missouri Guard installations for training.
Okay. I've been past Camp Crowder a couple of times, I think, but I've never been in to look around or had much of a feel for what went on there. But this is a National Guard thing that tries to give back to more than just soldiers.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like I said, we're trying. I have a great boss who's allowed me to go out and to build a program. Sergeant First Class Dan Thompson. He's our marketing and CEO. He has developed his own smaller leadership where he'll go into a high school or go into a college and teach leadership. You know, he's got a small curriculum that he talks about leadership. He talks about the Army values, talks about situations that he's been in and how he's grown as a leader or how he learns every day. And then it goes right into about an hour's worth of team building exercises. And we just kind of grew off of that and added some components that we're good at, that we train on, that we're proficient in and offer it up to right now, you know, student athletes at the University of Missouri football and basketball, but I would love to see it grow. I would love to see it grow to women's athletics, to, you know, down to the high school level, to wherever we could go with it and get approval to do.
Good luck with the basketball players, and I hope you get real busy with this.
Yeah, I hope so too. I appreciate, you know, any good exposure we can get. It's better. It helps us out. It helps us grow as a force Well, you know, the Missouri Guard, as you see in the papers, if something happens, flooding, tornadoes, we're always the first to be called to try to get to help. So we're all citizen soldiers. I mean, we really are. Yeah. We have so many traditional guardsmen and women and airmen that are traditional soldiers that work at, you know, Walmart or work as lawyers or doctors or physician's assistants that, you know, 1 week in the month, 2 weeks a year, they put this uniform on.